radio quiz show.
I think I know this. The only quiz of its kind on Desi Radio in the U.S.
And win points, a prize, laughs, and make friends. To get on the Indo-American News Radio, email today, indoamericannews@yahoo.com or call 713-789-6397. Indo-American News Radio on Masala 98.7 FM every Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m. with Jawahar Sanchali, Pramod and Jyoti.
Crime, politics, finances, climate change. Ah, sometimes it gets to be a bit too much. At Indo-American News Unplugged, we bring voice to your feelings. Call in to talk, share, or disagree with Sanchali and Jawahar.
And listen to Jyoti playing songs based on Indian classical music with Pramod and Sudhir.
So call Indo-American News Unplugged. Kick back and listen up, folks.
It'll make you feel better. Every Saturday, listen to Masala Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. Indo-American News.
Hello, everybody. This is Jawahar, and this is Indo-American News Unplugged. And would you believe it? We have really been unplugged because the freeway is unplugged. 59 is unplugged, I think, somewhere from William Trace to Highway 6, somewhere around there. What do you think, ladies?
There was a huge traffic on the way, so we got stuck. And luckily, we could find alternate ways, and then we could reach here.
I didn't think I would make it. I mean, I was like sweating bullets coming over here, you know. This is just amazing.
We were going to miss our show.
I know. And after all the effort we did to in order to put the show together, right?
Yeah, totally agree.
So, but I'm so happy that I was able to rush through the door and come over here and find myself with our guests who were here before us.
It was a dramatic entrance.
Dramatic. Like, ladies, where are you?
Let's get in.
Let's get in. Right here. No, amazing. I don't know what the heck is happening on 59, but it's backed up all the way to the Beltway. So I was zigzagging in through the traffic, driving like a madman. See, this guy, this is what I do for my audience, our audience.
Dedicated,
and almost killing myself while coming over here. So, folks, if you just tuned in, I'm moaning and groaning about the traffic on 59. So, if you're on 59, don't worry, you're going to take about an hour to get off the freeway. Especially if you take like Sugar Creek Boulevard or someplace like that, and if you're headed out of town. But there's a bright side to this, though. Since you are on the in the
yes.
car, you can listen to us.
Listen to us, yes.
That's right.
This is so for those who are wondering what this is Indo-American News Unplugged, and we are going to be having our current affairs quiz contest. I think I know this. And would you believe my second hostess is Sangeeta Dua. And she's stuck on the freeway, too, so she can't make it right now. But she said she's just turning around, she's coming down, yada, yada, yada. Let's see what happens. She might have a dramatic entrance. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she'd love that.
All right. Well, with that little bit of flair, we are going to be playing our current affairs quiz contest, which is called I Think I Know This. And we have three contestants with us. All three of them belong to the Marathi Mandal. Mm-hmm. That was done by choice because we find that once all three of you are from the same organization, you have an opportunity to feel comfortable with each other, and you also talk about your organization. That we give you an opportunity to talk about the organization. Mm-hmm. So starting from my left, and I'm sorry since I had that dramatic entrance, I don't even know who I'm talking to, but I know.
No problem. We can introduce ourselves.
Please, on my left, you go first.
So my name is Anju Sathe Keller, and I am one of the board of directors for Houston Maharashtra Mandal. And I am very delighted to be here and to be talking about Houston Maharashtra Mandal.
Right.
Houston Maharashtra Mandal is a 50-year-old organization, believe it or not.
Right. Well, that brings out some other nice things that I want to talk about. But first of all, let's talk about you.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Oh, so I am more American than Indian now because I've lived here since 1988.
Yo.
And I am a sales professional for
but
a large corporation.
Originally, where are you from?
I'm from Mumbai, originally.
Cool.
So, yeah. So, Andheri.
Mumbaians are Americans anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Half Americans.
And so you do what?
So I am an engineer, like most of us are.
What kind of engineer?
So I have a master's in biomedical engineering.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I do very little engineering now. I'm a sales manager for a large corporation.
Uh-huh.
And I manage business for the middle of the country for them. So.
For a biomedical organization?
Yes. So we make analytical instrumentation for laboratories.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. Which company?
Thermo Fisher Scientific.
Oh, yeah. Fisher Scientific. They used to be off of 290 somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's the distribution arm of Thermo Fisher Scientific.
Okay.
And they have a distribution center here.
Cool. How long have you been with them?
I've been with them 3 years, but in this industry for more than 25 years now.
Wow. Nice, nice, nice. And you have family here?
Yes. I have 2 children.
Good.
And husband, of course. And been here in Texas for over 10 years now. So
I see. Yeah. Well, it's good to have you with us.
Thank
Andrew.
You. Thank
and
you,
you spelled
so much.
You spelled your name a little differently.
A little differently, yes.
How did that happen?
So
you spell it A-N-J-O-U.
Yes, that's an interesting story because my real name is Pranathi, but nobody here called me Pranathi. I came for graduate school and my nickname is Anju.
Oh.
And then another graduate student was from France. So I said, my nickname is Anju. She said, well, oh, you spell it A-N-J-O-U. I'm like, sure. It was a nickname. It didn't have like a spelling per se.
But it
wasn't
stuck.
A legal name. And it stuck. And
cool.
So since 1988, I spell it like that.
Wow. But in India, you were also Anju with just J-U?
Yes.
But she spelled
it
differently.
But nobody called me Anju in India. Some people called me Pranathi and some people called me Anju. But I never had a chance to spell it per se, you know, because it was a nickname.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? That is amazing.
Interesting, right?
How life makes wild turns, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And contestant number 2 sitting in the center, you please introduce yourself.
Sure. Thank you, Jawahar, for having us on the radio here today.
Sure.
I'm Neeta Ladkar. I've been in the country for almost 25 years now.
Wow, you're an American.
Yes. And well, for what I do, I currently work for ServiceNow, a company which is a tech company. Previously, I was working for Lockheed Martin, but I work
in Arlington.
I'm always been a telecommuter, but yes, the headquarters is in Bethesda, Maryland.
Yeah, but they have an Arlington office also.
Yes, they have offices.
Factory.
And, yes, factories, manufacturing, assembly line, everything.
I visited their factory in Arlington where they make the F-15s or 16s.
F-15s, yeah. Have you visited the one in Dallas, with F-35s?
No, I haven't.
That's a wonderful, 2 football field long
wow.
assembly line.
Well, I was impressed by what I saw there. I mean, it was like, but that's a separate story. So go ahead.
So yeah, no, great.
Where are you originally from, you said?
I'm from Pune.
Oh, cool, nice.
Yes,
nice city.
Yes, absolutely. It's a city of, we call it the knowledge base, right? City of knowledge. So, but a lot of students from all over the country would come to Pune to study.
Correct, and it's got beautiful high-tech campuses for Wipro, Infosys, and the like.
Yes.
And lots of trees, great weather.
Yes.
Lots of amazingly bad roads, terrible traffic.
Yes. We drove on those roads for many years, right? With those ninja
warriors.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. And and you have family here?
Yes. I have my husband, my 2 kids. My older daughter is in college now, and the younger one is heading off to college.
Wow. So you'll be empty nesters.
Soon.
Soon. Well, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And then contestant number 3.
Hi, I'm Harshali Kulkarni. I'm originally from Thane and now here in U.S. For almost 22 years.
Wow, another 22-year person.
Yeah, I have been to 5-6 different states before moving to Houston. And now here since 2012.
I see. Okay. And what do you do?
I'm a software professional, mostly in management, but now I'm in between jobs.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Do you think, since all 3 of you ladies have high-powered careers, but I'll just ask you first, because do you feel that people, non-Desi people, feel threatened by Desi women who are in management?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but probably they feel that...
we are doing multiple things at the same time because we focus on the family as well along with our careers. So probably
Correct.
That's the thing that they might be threatened or kind of not threatened per se, but intimidated by that.
Well, same difference.
Yeah.
So, and you have family here?
Yeah, I have a husband and a kid. He's going to the middle school.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, I asked the same question from another guy, a white guy, the other day, and I said, "Do you have family?" Oh, he was actually a very nice guy. He had a very jovial and full of life and kind of plump and stuff. And you think, you know, these are the right people. I said, "You have family here?" Yeah, he said, "Yeah, I've got 3 dogs."
Oh.
So I guess different strokes for different folks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And cats and, you know, any kind of pets they have, they do really consider them as a part of a family, believe
right,
it or not.
Right. Yeah. And they consider some people dogs.
Yeah.
And
that's,
they deserve
that's back home, right?
Right. Oh, you know, so Sangeeta just walked in the door and she was wiping the sweat out of my forehead. What happened to you, Sangeeta?
Traffic. I know. I was listening. So from there all the way 59 was like blocked off, and then Sridhar stopped me at the entrance. He was like, "Where were you going?" I'm like, "Wow."
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got stuck in the same traffic I did.
Yeah.
Right. But I managed. I got into the high occupancy lane, and I drove like a madman and cutting in front of other people and so on. I'm sure a lot of people are pissed off at me right now. And
no worries. And
Neetal is breaking the microphone.
Oh my God! I did that last time I was here. We're so good at it, right?
But Neetal, you can hold it in your hand if all else fails, right? Because
okay.
that thing is very low tech, but it's hard to put together again.
Okay.
So
I think I'm good.
She's an engineer. She can figure it out.
Right. Right. Well, so it's Anju, Neetal, and Harshali.
Yeah, Harshali.
Harshali. I'm sorry, Harshali. And you've met Sangeeta. Sangeeta just Dua. She's our step-in guest host for Sanchali Basu.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're beeping.
No, I'm not. Somebody else is beeping. I think that's Neetal beeping.
All right. So let me give you the rules of the game. You may have heard of this current affairs quiz before from other people. Because Kiran is the one who recruited you, and he probably told you what to expect. So this is a current affairs quiz about things that happened in the U.S. or U.S.-related things for the last 2 weeks. So it's just a measure of how well you keep track of what's going on in the world around you. And then sometimes people find out, well, I got the news today because I didn't know all this thing happened around me, right? So we are going to give you 6 questions each, one by one. And then whoever gets the most points gets to win a $25 gift card from Panera Bread.
Ooh.
Oh, that's nice.
It's worth something.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and there's a Panera Bread just down the street, by the way, if you want to go afterwards. So, there's no buzzer round or anything like that. We simply ask you a question. If you don't know the answer, you go on. We give you the question and 4 options.
Okay.
You choose from one of the options, and we'll tell you why you're right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is not so much to be right or wrong, although there's a competitive spirit that I'm sure is inherent in you, but it's to be humorous. I want to know what's the funny thing that you see about it if you're going to be wrong, right? Or if you say, I just don't know. Or a lot of people guess. Right, Sangeeta?
Yes, yes. And then people win at guessing, too. Yeah, some people aren't good at it. So I'm going to go first. No, you want to go first.
No. You got a sponsor.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Right. So she's going to give a word from our sponsor, and then we'll be back with this as soon as the commercial break. Oh, okay, there's a commercial break every 20 minutes. So we're going to go to a commercial break in about 3 minutes, and she's going to do the sponsorship thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Our sponsor for our show, Indo-American News
Unplugged
Radio, Unplugged.
Current Affairs Quiz.
Current Affairs right now. That's right. That's Current Affairs. So that is a Rosarium Health. Rosarium Health connects healthcare professionals and home remodeling companies to clients in the need of assemble home and modifications as well. Falls are the leading cause of the death or by injury for people over 65 years old. This is why making modification to prevent future failures or injuries in this in so important for our elderly. Rosarian's work includes installation, wheelchairs, ramp up data can get out of the house, and grab bars for so Nani does not need to help in the shower and work of that nature. All of Rosarian home remodeling companies are licensed and insured. Rosarium's healthcare professionals are present throughout the process of to verify that the modifications are done appropriately and to meet their clients' need. Go to their website today to see how Rosariums can help you and you love their what they do and how to protect your loved ones. That's rosariumshealth.com. I'll spell that out. R-O-S-A-R-I-U-M health.com.
Cool, that's very nice. By the way, they were, I just met the two guys that we deal with, Samir Khanna and Clarence Dexter. They were at the TMC Innovation Conference that was held 2 days ago at the Medical Center right by the VA. And I was just fascinated by all the companies that were there. Rosarium actually is on the cusp of something pretty big because you can order a home modification for your grandmother if she's in Seattle sitting and you're sitting here in Houston, and they can get it done for you.
Yeah.
So it's really a good deal. We'll see how it goes. But good luck to them. And with that, ladies, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Don't tell me you got to rush to the restroom right now.
No, we're good. Thank you.
So the ladies know your rules, rule of the games?
Yeah, I already went over that with them.
Cool,
So we'll be back with you with the first question, and we will start off with Anju.
Sure.
And the question is going to be, let's see, it'll be pretty simple. But anyway, this is Indo-American News, folks. Don't go away. We'll be back with more on the current affairs quiz. I'm just amazed. Suddenly, everything got very quiet.
Yes, we will be back with Anju, Neetal, and Harshali.
Okay, don't go away.
ਲਿਖੀਆਂ ਜੁਦਾਈਆਂ ਦੇ ਕਦੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਹੋਣ
ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਇੰਡੋ ਅਮੈਰੀਕਨ ਨਿਊਜ਼ ਅਨਪਲੱਗ ਅ ਨਿਊ ਵੇ ਟੂ ਸ਼ੇਅਰ ਯੋਰ ਵਿਊਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਜਵਾਹਰ ਸੰਚਾਲੀ ਐਂਡ ਪ੍ਰਮੋਦ
चलो आई एम गेटिंग लेट फॉर ऑफिस आज नाश्ते में क्या है
पोहे के साथ धनिया लो नींबू के साथ प्याज मिलजुल कर खाएंगे खोलो दिल के राज
अरे इसको क्या हो गया आज टाको और पिज्जा खाने वाली पोहे की गुनगा रही है
वही तो जब से इसने बंसी ब्रांड का पोहा चौड़ा खाया है पोहे की दीवानी हो गई है कसम से ऐसा है दीप का जादू अवेलेबल एट ऑल स्टोर्स इन ह्यूस्टन दीप फूड्स खाओ तो जानो
I love you, Papa, because you are always there for me. When I cry, you make me laugh. When I fall, you pick me up. When I'm all alone, you're my best friend. When I won the spelling bee, you clapped the loudest.
You want to always be there for your children. But we all know there are no guarantees in life. And too many Americans today are not prepared for the unexpected with adequate life insurance. I, Ina Patel, would like to help you secure your family's financial future. I'm a trained professional who can help you identify your financial needs and determine which insurance and financial products can best help you meet your objectives. Contact me now to learn more about life insurance, long-term care insurance, retirement income, and various other insurance options. Call me for a complimentary consultation, 713-591-4130.
Ina Patel, agent with New York Life Insurance Company. Be good at life.
Kemcho.
Hello.
मैं हूँ भूमि और मैं सबको इनवाइट करती हूँ ऑनेस्ट रेस्टोरेंट में। आइए, खाना बनाना और खिलाना मेरा पैशन है। सब सॉसेस मेरे अपने क्रिएशन है। पीपल टेल मी ऑनेस्ट इज द बेस्ट रेस्टोरेंट ऑन हिलक्रॉफ्ट एंड आई से थैंक यू। लेकिन वो हमारा गोल नहीं है। हमारा गोल ये है कि हम टेस्टीएस्ट हो, क्लीनेस्ट हो, फ्रेंडलीएस्ट हो।
ऑनेस्ट रेस्टोरेंट,
फ्रेश एंड प्योर।
Crime, politics, finances, climate change. Ah, sometimes it gets to be a bit too much. At Indo-American News Unplugged, we bring voice to your feelings. Call in to talk, share, or disagree with Sanjali and Jawahar.
And listen to Jyoti playing songs based on Indian classical music with Pramod and Sudhir.
So call Indo-American News Unplugged. Kick back and listen up, folks.
It'll make you feel better. Every Saturday, listen to Masala Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. Indo-American News.
Hello, everybody. This is Jawahar, and we're back to Indo-American News Unplugged. We're going to be doing our current affairs quiz real quick. But before we do that, Anju has something to tell us about the Marathi Mandal. Go right ahead.
Yeah, actually, we call it Maharashtra Mandal because we're not really specifically dedicated to just people with Marathi background, but anybody who lives in the state of Maharashtra.
Makes sense.
So we are Houston Maharashtra Mandal, or HMM for short. Okay. We've been in existence, I started telling you earlier, that almost 50 years now.
Wow.
Since 1976. Mm-hmm. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, we're always looking for donations to survive. But having said that, it's grown a lot. We mm-hmm. have four divisions.
Wow. What do you mean divisions?
So one is our Shala, our school division. So uh-huh. we run about four branches of school, and Harshali will talk more about that. We have a Dhol Tasha division, which is where the big drums that mm-hmm. we play and the mm-hmm. lay gyms. So the goal here of Maharashtra Mandal is to enrich our youngsters' lives with the Maharashtrian culture that the parents grew up with, right? So we mm-hmm. want to keep our culture alive in this country.
So,
was the third division?
What is the third division? Yeah.
I was oh, yes. So actually, total of four divisions. So then the second division, I talked about Shala and Dhol Tasha, and then we have Vastu, which is we are trying to build our own building. So we have land in Rosenberg, and we are trying to build on that. So that's our third division. And then we have the fourth and the most visible division, which is the cultural division. And Neetal is going to be the president of that in 2024.
Okay, so you do cultural events, you organize events,
yes.
and do all that stuff. That sounds really great. That's wonderful. And just one question before we ask the first question, then we'll go to Neetal when your time comes on.
Mm-hmm.
But you say to make sure that your children are aware of the culture. How successful have you been?
So it's really successful, especially with the Dhol Tasha and the Marathi schools, right? So we have children that learn Marathi as a second language, mm-hmm. and they actually pass exams that are given by the Indian
North American
right,
organizations,
okay.
and they go up to the fifth grade, at which point they are, they can read, write, speak Marathi. So that's one aspect of it. All the functions, they participate, they celebrate, and then they learn, of course, how to play lay gym, how to play the drums. So
right, I understand.
This was the Chhatrapati Shivaji event that just, was that the same, by the same people? Or was it not?
No, it was not. So we do a big Ganeshotsav where, but the Chhatrapati Shivaji event, our team played. The Dhol Tasha team that played over there.
Outside
was
the building?
Correct.
Yes,
that
yes,
was
yes.
the Houston Maharashtra.
And you guys
Mandal
had
team.
The booth on the first corner.
Correct.
As, yeah,
correct.
Of course, I do
so,
remember
so
that.
Yeah.
Well, so we'll go on with the next, with Neetal, and she'll tell us more about another aspect of the Houston Maharashtra Mandal.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, but I want to point out to you, ladies, that I've also asked Kiran Ketkar
mm-hmm.
about having one of you or other people come in here for a regular interview in which we can talk about this for a good 20-30 minutes.
Great.
This is just to whet the appetite. It's the sizzle, you know what I mean?
Love yes. that.
Right. So let's go on with the first question then. Anju,
sure, it's I'm your, ready.
Okay, cool. Can I ask or do you want to?
Sure. Or I can ask.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So first question goes for Anju, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So, Anju, here's the first question. Tuesday's election continued a winning streak for Democrats. Of the following, which was the only contest that Republicans won? And here are your options. Kentucky governor, Mississippi governor. The third one is control of the Virginia House of Delegates. And the fourth is control of Virginia State Senate.
I'm going to have to guess on this one. Let me think about it. Can I hear the options one more time, please?
Sure. Number one, Kentucky governor. Number two, Mississippi governor. The third one is control of the Virginia House of Delegates. Fourth one is control of the Virginia State Senate.
I want to say control of Virginia State Senate.
That is not the correct right. answer. The correct answer is Mississippi governor.
No way.
And it's Mississippi governor.
That's the only one they won.
Tate Reeves, a Republican, beat back the challenge from Barden Pressley and a conservative Democrats and elected public utilities commissioner to secure the second term.
Right. So, yeah, that I'm sorry we did not give you that question. A point for that, but we're... That just goes to show you how things are changing in politics right now. That was the only one that they won. Mm-hmm. But there are other things. That's also part of this quiz. There's a few more items like that coming up. Okay, so Neetal, for you. Mm-hmm. The Israeli military took control of Gaza's largest hospital this week and then has been combing the site, which Israel has said concealed a secret Hamas base. What is the name of the hospital? And I'll give you the option.
Okay.
It's Al Ali Arab, Al Rantisi, Turkish Palestinian Friendship, or Al Shifa.
Al Shifa.
No, I
knew.
You cannot.
You can't do
that.
Hey,
you cannot help.
No, it's not a team. This is somebody else.
Sorry.
No, I knew the answer though.
Okay.
I did.
You both are your
naughty,
contestants.
Naughty.
You're not a He's team.
He's wagging his finger at me.
Actually, we had some other ladies here. It's always happened with ladies for some reason. We had a group of other ladies here.
We support each other. Yes.
And she not only told her the answer, she was Googling the answer to her. All right, Al-Shifa, which has been in the news, unfortunately, it's a terrible tragedy happening. The claim that Hamas operated a secret base within the hospital has been central to Israel's defense of Gaza's death toll, which is over 12,000 by now. But the Israeli army has yet to present such much evidence supporting that claim, and Hamas has denied the accusation. However, when you look at some of the videos that come out, those damn tunnels is like 80 yeah. feet below the hospital.
Yeah, hard to breathe.
Yeah. I mean, it stands to reason that they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead with your question.
So
for Hershali.
The third question, but the first question to you, mm-hmm. Hershali.
Yeah.
Yes, Hershali. So question to you is, Ohio voters approved ballot measures on which two topics in Tuesday's elections? Number one, artificial intelligence regulations. Number two, constitutional rights to abortion. Number three, enchantment of the rights to work law. The fourth one is recreational marijuana legislation. Or the fifth one is actually a sanctuary state declaration.
You have to choose two.
Oh,
you
two.
To choose
okay.
two.
Can you please repeat the options?
Oh.
Option or the question?
Options.
Okay. Artificial intelligence regulations, mm-hmm. constitutional rights or rights to abortion, enchantment of the right to work law, recreational marijuana legislation, sanctuary state declaration. You gotta pick two.
I'm going for two and four, the abortion and marijuana.
You're right.
He's correct.
All right. Yay.
This happened in the election 2 weeks ago.
Ohio voters amended the state constitution to protect abortion access throughout about 23 weeks of pregnancy, continuing a winning streak for ballot initiation. protecting abortion rights since the demise of Roe
versus Wade.
Yes, versus Wade. Ohio also became the 24th state to legalize recreational marijuana.
Well, okay, so you got a point, and then Anju is here whispering again. What were you whispering, Anju?
Nothing.
Okay, well, Anju.
I was saying I got the hard one. No, I'm kidding.
Well, here's an easy one for you. So, Anju, this is for you. Congress passed a bill this week to avert a government shutdown. Which two are true of the bill? House Speaker Mike Johnson supported it. It cuts funding to the IRS. It includes money for Ukraine and Israel. It extends government funding through 2025. And the House Democrats, the majority of the House Democrats voted for it more than the Republicans.
Yeah, Mike Johnson and the Democrats.
You are right.
Ooh. Yay!
She got it. She's on the map.
Something.
Johnson backed the bill, which passed the House with mostly Democratic votes and extended government funding into early next year. Despite the similarity to the measure that led to Kevin McCarthy's ouster as Speaker last month, you know, he had the same problem. Mm-hmm. The bill, which later passed the Senate, doesn't include any military aid for Ukraine or Israel. So with that, you get 1 point and you're on the map.
So the next question is to Miss Neetal.
Neetal, you want to tell us a little bit about the Marathi Mandal, though?
Absolutely, we'd love to.
Maharashtra Mandal.
Houston, yes. Maharashtra Mandal.
Go ahead.
Yes. No, thank you for having us over, Jawahar.
Yeah.
So next year, like Anju mentioned, you know, I'm the president for 2024, mm-hmm. the cultural umbrella, our mm-hmm. cultural team. And we have a strong team of 28 some members, mm-hmm. committee members who are dedicated to bring multiple programs and events next year. We start off with January of Makar Sankrant. That's the first event that's happening.
Which date?
Our date is still to be finalized, but we will be disclosing that soon in a week or so.
You're going to find out which way the wind blows before you do this, right?
We're just waiting for confirmation of the venue.
Okay.
So we do that. Our major programs are Makar Sankrant, Holi, Ganesh Utsav is our biggest program where we have mm-hmm. close to around 1,000 people coming and attending.
Right.
Kids perform, there's cultural performances.
Right, right.
The whole Tasha team comes and performs. So we do all of that. Along with this, we bring a lot of theater arts to the community mm-hmm. here. We musical concerts, musical
shows. Yeah, plays.
Plays, yes.
Yes.
And of course, our community kids participate in these events. Apart from this, food is a very important element.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, we love that.
We bring in all the delicacies, like puran poli.
You know, I have never been invited to a Houston Maharashtra Mandal. I've been doing this for about 42 years. I've never been invited.
You must come.
Why is that? Why did they never invite me?
Kiran is slacking.
My partner, Pramod, is Marathi.
Pramod, yeah.
But he's never invited me.
We'll do so now. Yeah, so Puran Poli, then you've heard about Modaks mm-hmm. during Ganpati. We do that, making sure, you know, our community enjoys all the delicacies. Mm-hmm. But for all this, Jawahar, you know, we need, of course, sponsorship, like Anju mentioned. Mm-hmm. We need a lot of support. Support from people with their time.
So the Puran Poli is when you have that sweet or gur or something inside?
Yes.
The stuffed. Yeah.
Inside a roti.
Inside the roti, yes. I've eaten that in Gujarati restaurants. Mm-hmm. But it's a Maharashtrian dish, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But volunteerism is not the only thing that oils the machinery. You need money.
Yes, of course we need money. We need volunteers, time. And so any little, you know, any support, any contribution towards this nonprofit organization helps us even, you know, bring in more programs, give more to our community.
And we, by virtue of doing what we're doing here, we're trying to help you guys to spread the word. Spreading the word is a very important key element of what, you know, what people can do for you if they know what you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, there's an old saying I love to pass out. If a tree falls in the middle of a forest and nobody sees it, did it really fall? Mm. So, you know. Mm. Yeah. All right. Okay. So with that, we're going to go to the next question for you, Neetal.
Okay. So, Neetal, here's a question, right? Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay. So, Neetal, here's a question for you. The Supreme Court is generally friendly to gun rights, but the justice, questions at the argument this week suggested that they were likely to uphold a federal law meant to do what? And your options are: arm and train teachers to stop school shooters. Number two, ban assault-style rifle nationwide. Number three, incentivize states to adopt red flag laws. And number four, stop domestic abuser from getting guns. So which one do you think?
I'm going to guess, but I'm going to pick number three.
Number three. So you think is the incentivize state to adopt a red flag laws? Okay, that is not the correct answer, though. The correct answer is, of course, to stop the domestic violence, to stop domestic abusers from getting the access to the guns.
Okay.
That's more important, right? So,
is there an explanation to that?
Yes, the law makes it a crime for people under domestic violence orders to possess the guns. A ruling upholding it would limit a major Supreme Court decision that is vastly expanded gun rights last year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's actually because of a case in Texas in which there was a guy who actually got a gun after he had an argument with his wife and went back and shot her five times. And even though he was, the question was, well, how could he get a gun under those circumstances? But he did. Okay, we've got one question left before we go to the break, and it's going to have to be fast. Mm-hmm. Shali?
Okay.
Another Supreme Court question. The Supreme Court this week adopted an ethics code for the justices after a series of revelations about undisclosed gifts. Who's assigned to enforce the code? The options are the Attorney General, the House Speaker, no one, or Leonard Leo, a leader of the Federalist Society.
I'm going to guess number four.
You are not right. It's an honor system. No one's supposed to be able to do this.
Okay.
Which means
he should have looked at it.
Which is tut tut tut. You know, so it will operate an honor system with individual justices deciding for themselves whether the conduct complies with the code, which in the case of Clarence Thomas obviously doesn't apply because he's going to be on a yacht, some billionaire's yacht somewhere in the Mediterranean.
That's right. Or renovating his mother's house.
Right, that's true. Go, folks, we almost had a commercial break, so don't go away. This is Inter-American News. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Indo-American News Unplugged. A new way to share your views with Jawahar, Sanchali and Pramod. Looking for fresh, homemade spices? Chandrika Masala is the place. Chandrika Masala retail outlet at factory location, 13220 Murphy Road. Chandrika Masala, 100% homemade spices, attas and chutneys. 713-789-3088. ChandrikaMasala.com. 713-789-3088.
Sune haato ko kitna sundar kar gayi. देखो मेरी उंगलियां कैसे सवर गई मुझे आज तक जो कोई कैद नहीं कर सका वो काम ये हीरे की अंगूठी कर गई
Let the love shine forever. Diamond engagement rings by Maharaja Jewelers.
5821 Hillcroft 713-784-5673. Maharaja, bringing diamonds to life.
हीरा क्या है हीरा वो प्यार है जो दिखते थकता नहीं जो हर कसौटी पर खरा उतरता है हीरा वो है जो बनता है हर चेहरे की मुस्कुराहट जो रहे हमेशा आपके साथ आपका और महाराजा ज्वेलर्स का सालों साल का रिश्ता एक हीरा है
महाराजा ज्वेलर्स 5821 हिलक्रॉफ्ट 713-784-5673 महाराजा ब्रिंगिंग डायमंड्स टू लाइफ
लगता है जैसे कल ही तो हमारी शादी हुई थी। फिर छोटी सी आन्या आ गई। अब देखो हमारी बेटी स्कूल जाने लगी है। सोचती हूँ जिंदगी को कहूँ जरा धीरे चल।
जिंदगी धीरे चले ना चले, लेकिन जिंदगी में महाराजा के हीरे बहुत चलेंगे।
जिंदगी और महाराजा के हीरे दोनों ही बहुत कीमती।
सेलिब्रेट लाइफ विद महाराजा।
5821 हिलक्रॉफ्ट 713-480-6776
Bringing diamonds to life.
वो कुछ कहती नहीं पर ये भी एक भाषा है। हीरे की चमक हर नारी की अभिलाषा है। हाँ तुम कीमती हो ये सुनने की आशा है। तभी तो हर हीरे को महाराजा ज्वेलर्स ने प्यार से तराशा है। हम हीरों से रिश्ते बनाते हैं क्योंकि आपके रिश्ते की कीमत हम जानते हैं।
महाराजा डायमंड्स 5821 हिलक्रॉफ्ट 713-784-5673 महाराजा ब्रिंगिंग डायमंड्स टू लाइफ।
Crime, politics, finances, climate change. Ah, sometimes it gets to be a bit too much. At Indo-American News Unplugged, we bring voice to your feelings. Call in to talk, share, or disagree with Sanjali and Jawahar.
And listen to Jyoti playing songs based on Indian classical music with Pramod and Sudhir.
So call Indo-American News Unplugged. Kick back and listen up, folks.
It'll make you feel better. Every Saturday, listen to Masala Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. Indo-American News.
I just did mine.
All right, guys, we're back again. We're with our three lovely women contestants, and our guest hostess is Sangeeta Dua. Sangeeta, you want to ask the next question?
Next question is for
Neetal.
Anju.
Anju.
Next question is for Anju.
It's for Anju.
Okay, Anju.
Wait a minute.
Is she cheating again?
No, she's right.
Good.
I'm getting a bad rap here.
No, you're not. You're that's good, right? You're getting a good feedback of people.
No,
are really.
But don't you remember we took her next door into the next room and spanked her a few times?
Yeah, so she's more disciplined now. Okay, good. So here's a question for you. In New York Times, Siena College poll of voters in six battleground states showed President Biden losing to Donald Trump in five of them. On which of these issues did the voters favor Biden over Trump? Here are your options. The economy, abortion, immigration, national security.
So I have to pick more than one?
Just one.
No, just one.
Oh, abortion.
Boy, she nailed it. She nailed that one.
Ooh. You are correct. It's abortion. Where voters trusted Biden over Trump by 9 percentage points. Voters also said they trusted Biden over Trump on the handling of democracy by 3 points. They favored Trump on economy, immigration, national security, and the Israel-Palestinian by double digit.
Cool. That's great. So, Neetal, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden and Xi Jinping, China's leader, met this week in an estate near which city? The options are Los Angeles, New York City, San Francisco, or Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C.?
No, you're not right. It is San Francisco.
Oh.
Okay, Biden and Xi met at Filoli, an estate near San Francisco that appeared on the 1980s television drama Dynasty. They reached modest agreements to ease U.S.-China tensions in their first meeting in a year. By the way, Filoli it's a beautiful estate. I mean, if you go in there and you go take a look at all that stuff, you'll see what I mean. It was built by a gold baron, one of the guys who made his fortune back in the 1850s, 60s in California, mining gold. So anyway, it's...
Interesting. I knew they met.
Yeah, well, that's good.
All right, next question, Harshali.
Yeah, before I answer the question or hear the question, I would like to update something about HMM, the Houston
Marathon.
Please do.
So right now the cricket fever is going on across India and everywhere else in the world, and we also have our cricket league. So we do the matches within Houston, the Houston teams. Then they play with the teams within the state of Texas, and then they have the national level matches. So there are going to be matches in New York or New Jersey coming up soon in a few months. And it's a good news that the Houston League teams won the state level championship, so they are going to participate in the national level.
And, oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So because we got a very good response and a success in the cricket launch, we are planning to have kids teams and women team.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
fantastic.
Nice. That's wonderful. That's really great. But do you have to be a Maharashtrian to be able to join?
No. Anyone can join. Do you
have to speak Marathi in order to?
No, they speak all languages. That's not a problem.
You know, Harshali, your listeners, our listeners across, you know, they'll be giving you a round of applause wherever they are standing or sitting.
They just need to know the language of cricket.
Cool, that's very nice. That's very nice.
And we also have our youth club. So for the children, you were asking earlier, like, we want to have young participants. So the youth club has some events, like we invite some, last year we invited a person who is into the environmentalist, so she gave a lecture. Mm-hmm. So we have different events, we have some meet and greets for them.
Cool.
And for Marathi Shala also, they have like celebrations, they had Diwali celebration or annual celebration where kids get chance to perform on stage. Or they do some other activities like art and craft. They do lantern making, beer
right.
making.
I'm going to have
like
to interrupt
that.
You there. We're going to run out of time real soon.
Okay,
but
sure.
we'll have one of you back again later on before the end of the year.
Okay.
That's the deal I worked out with Kiran. So there we go.
Yes.
So
yeah,
right
now
ahead.
Ready for the question. Yes, we'll go straight to the question. Which of the following did the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken say should govern Gaza after the Israel-Hamas war? And here are your options. Egypt, Hamas, Israel, or Palestinian authorities?
Palestinian authorities.
Yes, you are correct. That is the Palestinian Authority. And that is because which has the tremendous hold on power in the Israel-occupied West Bank. Blinken also offered no details about how much an arrangement might be implemented. Earlier this week, the Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that Israel would oversee Gaza for an indefinite period.
Okay. All right, going on to the next question for you, Anju.
Yeah.
A man stole $500 from a church in Houston and showed up in six other parishes in Dallas last month. Who was he impersonating? Your options are a choir director, an FBI agent, the mayor, or a priest.
I do not know, but I'm going to guess FBI agent.
Well, your guess is wrong, my dear. He impersonated a priest.
Oh.
The unidentified man who in Houston called himself Father Martin has also been active in California, Oregon, and Ontario, according to memos from March and April from the United States Conference on Catholic Bishops. Can you believe this?
Wow.
Even the churches are being swindled.
Next question is for Neetal.
Mm-hmm.
The New York City Marathon took place last Sunday, with more than 50,000 runners participating. How many brought off the city do runners raise though through that?
How?
1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
How many what? Can you go?
How many borough of the city of do runner raise through?
Boroughs.
Oh, boroughs. Okay.
Does the marathon go through? How many boroughs does it go through?
Or the boroughs that they have.
What are the options again?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
4.
That is not the correct answer.
There are five boroughs.
Five boroughs.
In New York.
Okay.
And New York City has five boroughs, so they went through all five boroughs. Can you explain a little bit more?
It doesn't have any explanation,
right? It does.
I don't see it. The page is missing.
Go turn the page.
There's a nice lady here.
Oh. Okay. Sorry about that, but I thought there was more explanation
there.
Nope. Okay. Well, I screwed up there a little bit, but... Sorry, no, you did not get that point, Neetal.
No problem.
Neetal, you need to watch more television.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Harshali, for you, which Republican presidential candidate suspended his or her campaign on November the 12th? Options are Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, or Tim Scott?
It's Chris Christie.
It's Tim Scott last week. The week before, it was Chris Christie.
Oh, okay.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. I think the voters, who are the most remarkable people on the planet, have been really clear that they are telling me, not now, Tim.
Tim Scott, okay.
Scott said. Well, Scott got the message. All right. And do you have the question ready for Anju?
Yes, actually, I'm just going to go to a question here. I thought it would be very nice for Anju. See, I had to go through the question to make it difficult for you. Which senator announced this week that they would not seek a re-election? Kristen Sienna of Arizona. Number two is Dick Dublin of Illinois, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Bob Menendez of New Jersey.
I want to say Joe Manchin.
You
yes,
got it.
Correct.
Joe Manchin is the one, yeah.
Joe Manchin is the correct. It's correct. The open seat is the red state. Could imperial Democrats hold on to the Senate next year? Manchin suggested he would instead explore the, a possible run for a president as a centrist third-party candidate.
Mm-hmm. Joe Manchin is a Republican in Democrat clothing, you know, so it didn't really make any difference anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so for you, Neetal, mm-hmm. we're running right through this, so I appreciate you staying up with this right now. Okay, here's the question. The FBI is investigating whether Eric Adams' 2021 campaign for New York City mayor received illegal donations from nationals of which country? I'm going to ask you the country. From which country? Greece, Hungary, Turkey, or Ukraine?
Greece.
Close. Turkey. Anju is saying Turkey, Turkey, Turkey.
Thanksgiving.
Federal prosecutors and the FBI are examining whether Adams' campaign conspired with members of the Turkish government, including the consulate in New York, according to a search warrant obtained last week.
Okay.
So, sorry about that.
Harshali, here's the next question for you. Tyson Food is recalling nearly 30,000 pounds of food after some consumers said they found small metal pieces in the product. What was that product? Number one, bacon stuffed croissant, cheese stuffed breadsticks. Third one is, it says, Benishore shaped chicken nuggets or Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches.
Wow, there's so many food items recalled recently. I heard about it. Now it's a little tough. I'm going to go for the breakfast sandwiches.
Breakfast sandwiches, that is not the correct answer. The correct one is dinosaur-shaped nuggets.
Oh.
This is not the first recall involving Tyson chicken products. In 2019, the company recalled frozen chicken strips after two people reported finding pieces in the metal product as well.
Tyson is such a huge company, and they have this part, their chicken division. Mm. They go through hundreds of thousands of chickens a month.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? I mean, something obviously doesn't work well.
Yeah. It's scary because the nuggets usually consumed by children. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. So here's the next question. I think this is a really tough one. I'm going to pass this one because...
Give it to Anju.
No. even Anju would not get this one.
I can't handle it.
You can't handle the truth, Anju. Okay. In a surprising move, Rishi Sunak, Britain's leader, appointed former Prime Minister David Cameron to his cabinet this week. What role has Cameron taken on? And the options are Chancellor of the Exchequer, Home Secretary, Foreign Secretary, or Minister of State?
Hmm. I mean, think. Jeopardy music, please.
Da, da, na, 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 na,
na. I want to say Foreign Secretary.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. Seems like an important role right now.
But all of these roles are important. But you got that right.
Yay.
Yay.
That was a good guess. Was it a guess?
It was purely a guess.
Okay. Now, next question is...
Cameron served as Britain's Prime Minister from 2010 to 2016. Okay. Go ahead.
Next question for you, Nitanjali. Federal jury convicted Sam Bankman-Fried, who founded the FTX cryptocurrency exchange of what? The options are extending taxes by converting into asset to Bitcoin, number two, failing to register as a lobbyist, number three, insider trading, number four, stealing billions of dollars from customers. Come on, it's very easy.
Very easy, huh?
Very, very easy.
But all more right. than that, you've only got 20 seconds.
All right. Option three.
Actually, no. Option four. Right. Stealing thousands of dollars from customers. Okay, so the answer for that is, and the correct is, the Manhattan jury convicted Bankman-Fried of wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering for stealing as much as $10 billion of finance, political contributions, investments, and other spending. He faces a maximum sentence of 110 years and is expected to appeal.
All right, and here's a final question. We've only got like 90 seconds. So during a committee hearing this week, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican of Oklahoma, rose to his feet in an apparent attempt to fight with whom? And the options are Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, Sean O'Brien, leader of the Teamsters Union, Joe Rogan, podcaster, or Dana White, president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
I'll say option four.
Dana White, president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, is not the right answer. I mean, that would be a wrestling match. The right answer, although good try, the right answer is Sean O'Brien, leader of the Teamster Union, because the two men had taunted one another before, and on Tuesday the feud reached a head when Mullen, a former mixed martial arts fighter, told O'Brien, "Stand your butt up," and reached over to remove his wedding ring in apparent preparation for a punch.
So
you were close.
Yeah. But the mixed martial arts, not the wrestling.
Correct. Mm. Well, ladies, with that, we come to the end of this beautiful contest today. I really appreciate all the fun that we had here and learning more about the Houston Maharashtra Mandal and promote this sitting over there. We have to promote just doesn't get the hand signals. But the winner, can you believe it, is Anju with 3 points.
No way. Yeah.
Neetal with 1 point and Harshali with 1 point.
2 points. I got two right.
Okay, maybe so. I thought you only
She's
got one.
She's keeping track.
Yeah, I'm keeping track.
Not competitive at all.
Okay, and Pramod is right here because he's going to take the picture.
Okay.
All right, so folks, thank you so much for joining us today. We rushed today because of the traffic jam and et cetera, et cetera. But we hope you enjoyed it. And if you do enjoy it, call us at 713-789-6397. We will be waiting for you to come and join the current affairs quiz, I think I noticed.
And this is sponsored by
Rosarium Health.
Rosarium Health.
Right. And thank you so much, Sangeeta, for stepping in. We're absolutely out of time.
Thank you.